Café Porche and Snow Bar is a small, low-key, central city spot with good Creole flavors and a modern feel. People come for breakfast meetings or lunch out of the office. Kids stop by after school for snowballs from a little stand built like a pint-sized fairy cottage, trimmed in gingerbread and stocked with nectar. Behind the scenes, always, is the proprietor, Coronella Porche Jenniford. She runs her restaurant while also working towards a bigger vision for it, one about reinvesting in her hometown and reaching out to draw people up, as others did for her. The pandemic has devastated the business, and yet, that vision endures. Café Porche shows what's at risk in the crisis for local restaurants, beyond the prospect of jobs, livelihoods, and another delicious place to eat. Our local restaurants do all that, but they also do so much more, because they're approachable, attainable, and personal. The restaurant is Coronella's second career, her give-back career. She worked as an auditor and contract manager in the world of aerospace and defense. Ever heard of the International Space Station, the Joint Strike Fighter Program? Her work was enmeshed in them. At different turns, there were mentors who helped her rise, who made a difference. Opening a restaurant back in her hometown was a way for her to make that difference for others. She was almost there. The business was turning the corner. It was becoming a stable platform, one for outreach and mentoring. It was all falling into place. Then it was plucked away overnight. With no end in sight for the pandemic, how will a restaurant like Café Porche make it? Its founder, an auditor after all, knows the odds are worsening. And yet, there's new hope whenever a regular returns, whenever the phone rings, whenever a new connection is forged. That, at least, is something our neighborhood restaurants always do. For WWNO, I'm Ian McNulty.
I know darn well we can work it out.